Moose Jaw's Youth Advisory Committee members recently made some insightful requests of City Council and city officials. Based on the content of the presentation by two of the Youth Committee, it was obvious serious discussions had already taken place before appearing before Council. The premise of the requests was twofold: to improve the mental health of youth aged 12 to 18 years now and into the future through participation in recreational events, and to develop methods for improved communication towards letting youths know what is available for them in the community. City officials were asked to produce an online calendar of events, using platforms such as Instagram, X, so youths can pick and choose the events that will keep them engaged in the community and, while doing so, ensure a youthful presence in community affairs. It was noted using Google to ask what's happening in Moose Jaw often results in a TripAdvisor response about attractions that are too expensive for young people to support and may not be the kinds of activities that would appeal to this age group. The result: boredom and decreased community involvement. Talks are already underway with parks and recreation officials to address some of the ways to engage more youths in recreational activities beyond the usual organized sports activities. Meanwhile, the advisory committee is also looking to help itself by discussing the organization of some events in the future. A pool party in June to kick off the summer and another at Yara Center in the fall to provide information about how to relieve teenage boredom. A trade fair promoting activities and businesses for young people was another suggestion. The presentation to council was a first step in alerting officials about what young people in the community feel will benefit them as a group and Moose Jaw as a collective entity. The question now arises: will city officials respond in the affirmative, or will this citizen initiative gather dust on some obscure city shelf? Kudos to the Youth Advisory Committee for coming forward with requests and potential solutions. Joyce Walter can be reached at ronjoy@sasktel.net.